This is GQDN for Monday, October 14th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. Yes, you could use them. Put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off your purchase.
It's good stuff. Very good stuff. Yes, yes.
By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some Xbox stuff. We'll get to that here in a minute. Some Hogwarts Legacy and some other PlayStation stuff. And maybe we could do some rocking out. I said we're going to have Xbox, so here we go. We're going to start with Xbox right now. Because The Verge did say that Craig Duncan has been promoted to one of the Xbox game studios. So he was from Rare Studio, and now he's going to be the head of the Xbox game studios. And that is following the retirement of one Alan Hartman. And this change comes after a year after Hartman did take on the job, or he retired a year after he took on the job. And that was after Matty Booty took up the position in the meantime. So basically it went Hartman, then Booty, then Duncan, if I'm right. But anyway, Duncan's got the job now. And there was an email that was sent to the Xbox employees today, and The Verge did see it. And Booty did share that Hartman is retiring at the end of the year, at the end of November, after 30 years at Microsoft. Hartman was originally in the CD-ROM group in 1988, before he was working on Age of Empires, Brute Force, and then became the head of the Digital Anvil. And he did help to create the Turn 10 studio, which is Forza Motorsport. And Duncan will take over as the head of Xbox within the next few months. And Joe Nate and Jim Horth will take over as the co-leads of the Rare team, Rare Studios, as they do continue to work on Sea of Thieves and Everwild. Everwild will be coming relatively soon. So here's what Booty did say. Quote, in his new role, Craig will continue to focus on helping our studios deliver high-quality, differentiated games experiences that can grow into successful franchises to reach more players by investing in a new IP. End quote. Now, that was Xbox. Now we go over to PlayStation. Because, PlayStationLifestyle.net said that the PlayStation 5 30th anniversary items pre-orders were canceled for some of the players. Why? Because they were oversold. And that was the PlayStation 30th anniversary PlayStation 5 and PlayStation 5 Pro consoles and DualSense controllers. Now, there were some complaints where the PlayStation Direct was canceled or canceling pre-orders for the limited 30th anniversary consoles and the accessories after they ran out of stock. And players got an email confirming the cancellation about a day after they successfully pre-ordered products. So the players were upset about this. But PlayStation Lifestyle did see some of the reports coming in from players who did pre-order the theme consoles and accessories from either Amazon or GameStop, and those were canceled as well. And the pre-orders were also canceled for the themed PlayStation 5 Slim, the PlayStation 5 Pro, and the DualSense controllers, not just the 30th anniversary ones. And because of this, Amazon, according to PlayStationLifestyle.net, might be handing out some $5 vouchers as an apology for the, quote, inconvenience, end quote. Now, if Sony does decide to increase the stock, according to PlayStationLifestyle.net, there would be no other way to rectify the problem. And if you really want one of those 30th anniversary items, check out eBay, because the scalpers put those there. Now, let's get into some good moods. Nintendo may have remastered Green Day's album Dookie. Not remastered, no, demastered. Really? There's a trailer. It's up on YouTube. And you see some speakers in the background and a fish, obviously, that sings some of the songs on the album. But if you want the Game Boy that has it, you'll have to enter a lottery to win it. There are only 25 copies of the Game Boy cartridge that has the songs on it, so good luck. It's only on the cartridges. Well, here's what the description did read, introducing the Dookie Demastered. Quote, when an album hits a big milestone, like its 30th anniversary, it gets the usual remasters on the usual formats. But Dookie isn't a usual album. Instead of smoothing out its edges and tweaking its dynamic ranges, this version of Dookie has been meticulously mangled to fit on formats with an uncompressibly low fidelity, from wax cylinders to answer machines to toothbrushes. The listening experience is unparalleled, sacrificing not only sonic quality, but also convenience, and occasionally entire verses. End quote. Yep, that's happening. Only 25 of those will be available, not 1 million. PC Gamer did say that over 1 million players came back to GTA Online just to check out Call of Duty like Zombie Zone, which is all part of GTA, because they introduced a zombie mode via PCGamer.com for GTA Online. So now you can go into GTA and go into zombie mode. Oh boy. So if you like that stuff, beat all the zombies. It is that time of year. Speaking of years, where were you a year ago? Hard to believe it, but it's been 1 year since Microsoft purchased Activision Blizzard. Eurogamer said, well, what did change? Well, they did a pretty big blog post and went over the year, like the departure of Mike Ybarra, bringing some more games to a PlayStation and Switch, and the closure of Tango Gameworks, and a possible new survival game. That's in the TQD and show notes. If you become a Patreon, you can see it. That might be on the next live show. We shall see. Now, there's a game that is, I believe it's out now, and that is Metaphor Refensio. And according to GamesRadar.com, that's just another 80-hour JRPG from Atlus. In fact, Katsura Hashino was talking with Xbox. In fact, they were on the Xbox official podcast, and they said that the game is, quote, a pretty voluminous game, end quote. And the developers were pretty excited about the game, but they also hoped that they could keep the game interesting for players, no matter how long it is, which the site did say it's 80 to 90 hours. But that's why they put some twists and turns into the game. By the way, if you hear any sounds, people are painting the outside of my apartment. So I do apologize beforehand. But that's what they're doing. So obviously I did listen to it because it's official Xbox. And it was a pretty good interview, I'd say. So go take a listen to it. If you're into JRPGs, that one may be the one there for you. If not, maybe a regular RPG would. Well, unless it becomes a JRPG. Hogwarts Legacy is adding about 15 more hours of content, according to PushSquare.com. So there's a new DLC that'll be out sometime next year, which will have some quests, costumes, activities, and more stuff. And the additional cost would be $20 to $30. It's a DLC. But if it's worth it, it's worth it. Now, Hogwarts Legacy was one of the bigger games in 2023, last year. So, and it was pretty successful. So, we'll see what happens. But now we're going to get some real good stuff. Including GameSpot.com did say that Disney Tron Catalyst did have a reveal trailer. And, yep, Tron's making a comeback. So, the Arc grid could be collapsing. So you have to wield your identity disk and pilot your light cycle so that way you could harness the power of the glitch loop. So Tron Catalyst is made by Bethel Games and promises a rich story and a new adventure set within the Disney's Tron universe. We'll see what happens. Pure Xbox said that there's some games coming to Xbox Cloud Gaming, and they're all Call of Duty. And that will begin with Black Ops 6. That'll be later this month. And that will be with Modern Warfare 3 and Call of Duty Warzone. So, we'll see what happens starting October 25th, 11 days from now. Here we go. Now, if you have Humble Bundle, well, you can save up to 80% on some Steam Deck games. According to PC Games N, there are over 200 games that are included in the sale. So what could that be? Well, some of them are Dead Cells, $12.99, that's the current price, Elder Scrolls 3, Morrowind at $6, Slime Rancher at $5, Cyberpunk 2077, Ultimate Edition, $52, and there's more, obviously. Now, I do promote the drink, SwiftEnergy.gg, but if it's not your thing, and you like World of Warcraft, Wowhead said, a little bit of rumor, Bill, but this one is really strong, that Mountain Dew may be promoting World of Warcraft. It has been leaked, the pictures have been leaked online, and it'll be the Citrus Blackberry Game Fuel, Mountain Dew Game Fuel, Citrus Blackberry, because Zaltath and Illyria are on that one, while on the Citrus Cherry, the Lich King and Thrall are on that one. And they got it up on their site. Pictures, pictures, pictures. So, if you want it, it's up on the Mountain Dew Gaming website. And there's some other stuff that goes with it. And there might be some additions to the game because of it. This is where it gets the rumor bell. It's a motorcycle. One is red, one is purple. You can guess which one's which. We shall see. But we do know what's coming. As a matter of fact, you can order it now in time for Christmas. PureXbox.com said that Master Chief could be coming to your Christmas tree. It's only $19, and he's an ornament. It's up on Amazon and at Trudy's Hallmark. So yeah, you can go check that out if you want it. This has been a Don Forge production. 2024, all rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.